Texte numéro 66. Send astronauts to Mars permanently. The first astronauts sent to Mars should be prepared to spend the rest of their lives there, in the same way that European pioneers headed to America knowing they would not return home, according to Buzz Aldrin. The second man to set foot on the moon said the red planet offered far greater potential than the Earth's satellite as a place for habitation. With what appears to be vast reserves of frozen water, Mars is nearer terrestrial conditions much better than the moon and any other place, Mr. Aldrin said. It is easier to subsist, to provide the support needed for people there than on the moon. It took Mr. Aldrin, Neil Armstrong and Michael Collins 8 days to go to the moon and return in July 1969 aboard Apollo 11. Going to Mars, though, is a different prospect. The distance between the red planet and Earth varies between 55 million kilometres and more than 400 million kilometres. This means a round trip to Mars would at least take a year and a half. That's why you should send people there permanently, Mr. Aldrin said. If we are not willing to do that, then I don't think we should just go once and have the expense of doing that and then stop. NASA and the European Space Agency are sketching tentative plans for a manned mission to Mars that would take place around 2030 or 2040. Based on experience from a planned return to the moon, the mission would include about half a dozen people, with life support systems and other equipment pre-positioned for them on the Martian surface. Mr. Aldrin said the first group could be joined by others, making a colony of around 30 people. They need to go there more with the psychology of knowing that you are a pioneering settler and you don't look forward to going back home again after a couple of years, he said. He argued that, given the time lag in communications between Earth and Mars, it made sense to have human explorers who could make decisions quickly and on the spot. He also said that the US Space Shuttle and the International Space Station were a disappointment. The shuttle has not lived up to its expectations, neither has the space station, he said. The United States will be without manned flight capability for around 5 years after the problem-plagued shuttle is withdrawn in 2010, while the ISS, still under construction, may cost as much as $100 billion, according to some estimates. However, many scientists argue that sending humans to Mars is a waste of money, compared with unmanned missions that deliver more science and point out the risks from psychological stress and damage to DNA from fast-moving subatomic particles called cosmic rays. Adapted from ABC News, Australia, October 2010.